Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to read a scripture to you from Galatians chapter 6. It's verse 2, and it says this: Bear one another's burdens. Help carry. Bear one another's burdens, and so to fulfill the law of Christ. You know, on an occasion, it indicates in the Gospels that Jesus was asked the question, you know, what's the most important law? I mean, they're all important, but what's the most important law? You know, what should really, you know, kind of gain our top priority? Jesus was asked, and Jesus replied, and he said, all the commandments are basically summed up in these two commandments. First one, he says, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Basically, our whole being, and working from a foundation of, I want to love the Lord first. I want to honor him first. He's got to get my attention first. And Jesus was talking about it. He said, the Father in heaven, God, love him first. And the second commandment, he said, is like the first, only it's not the vertical relationship between us and God. It's these horizontal relationships with one another. He says this. He says, the second is like the first. Love your neighbor, love people like yourself, or how you want to be cared for, or how you want to be loved. Love them like that. You know, when there's something that goes on in our life that's concerning, something difficult, challenging, problematic, right away we kick into a mode, how do I fix this? How do I solve this? How do I take care of this problem? Because I care about me, my life, and those closest to us. That's what we do. Something comes up. How do I get rid of this problem, this challenge? How do I overcome this? Because we care about our life. And Jesus is saying, love other people like that. Bear one another's burdens. Just like you want to help solve your problem, what can you do to assist and help somebody else? That at that moment, they take a priority. Even if you have some things going on in your own life, they're not going to rob you from caring for someone else. Father, in these moments, as we look at your word, I ask that you would get our attention. Speak to our heart. Get us to think right. Get us to think like you think. That's different for us. We've developed a pattern on how to think. We need you to help us start a new pattern, break away from the old, that all things could become new and different, so that our history wouldn't be repeated, but all things would become new. So speak to us in this moment on how we get to fulfill the law of Jesus. To love God first, and to love people. To love them like we love ourselves. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated for a moment. I read to you from Galatians chapter 6 about bearing one another's burdens, and when we do that, we fulfill this law. You know, we're under grace. You know, it's grace that we're saved, because none of us are, you know, good enough. You know, we're born into sin. We're sinners. We made mistakes. We have flaws. We're all, you know, damaged goods at, you know, at some point. And we fall short. And it says, fulfill the law of Christ. You know, we're not supposed to really be comparing ourselves to one another. We're supposed to compare ourselves to him. He's the standard. To become like him. And when we're not, we fall short. And that's why we need his grace. And this grace, this mercy, this kindness that he shows us in caring for us and bearing our burdens, why Scripture says, you know, we can cast all our cares on Him because He cares for you. Smile at the person next to you and say, that's really good news. Come on. That's good news. He cares for us. Now, some of you here, you might think, hey, listen, I've had some things go on in my life that are very difficult. They seem unfair. I don't know why they happened to me. It's not like I did something super bad and all this stuff happens. And so don't tell me that God cares for me. Listen, circumstances do not define God's care for you. Listen, it rains on all of us, the just and the unjust, the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, you know, all of that. I threw pretty in there because I don't want you to think I was just talking about a, you know, really great old Western movie. Anyhow. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. It's okay. Now my mind is going back to lines from that movie. And just, you know, the preacher got distracted, you know. Blondie, you know, okay, so anyhow. Those of you over, I don't know, 40 probably know, you know, Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef and, oh, what's that other guy's name? Oh, yeah, Clint Eastwood. Anyhow. Okay, I'll try to dial this back to where we need to be. Listen, stuff goes on in our life. Doesn't matter who we are, that we're faced with challenges. But, you know, in those moments, rather than passing judgment on God, maybe we need to look and say, you know, maybe this reminds me that I'm not completely self-sufficient and I need God's help and I need to be reminded that, you know, I fall short. And I can't handle everything. We can handle a lot, you know. We can handle a lot. It's amazing and how resilient we can be. But we also have our limitations. So rather than passing judgment on God about not caring, maybe we need to look at this differently, consider looking at it differently and saying, you know, maybe I need Him more in my life and I need to pay attention to loving Him first. And loving other people. And that doesn't mean all my circumstances and trials and difficulties go away. It's just now that I'm in right relationship with Him and people, it empowers me to have a resource to be able to make it through difficult times, hard times. Even if some of those hard times came in my life because I planted the seeds for those things to happen. I made some bad decisions or whatever it is. Listen, His grace covers it whether it's our fault or not. His mercy covers it whether it's our fault or not. And we need to consider, you know, the law of Christ, loving God first and loving people. You know, bear one another's burdens. You know, sometimes somehow we find it easier to help somebody who we think deserves help. But I got to remind me that, you know, I didn't deserve help. And yet God, because of His character, He showed compassion. We're supposed to bear one another's burdens, not just those we think deserve it. And that's a challenge for us. It's easier to help somebody you like or help somebody you know who you like. Sometimes it's easier to help a stranger because you don't know them. And we run it through this filter of, you know, human judgment. We're just called to bear one another's burdens, whether it's spiritual, emotional, whether it's a practical needs. We're called to bear one another's burdens. I want to read to you in Ephesians chapter 6. You know, many of us know the scripture in Ephesians chapter 6. You know, right away we go to that portion of the passage in there that talks about spiritual warfare, and we got to wear the whole armor of God, and it goes through all the things from the helmet to the breastplate and, you know, all of this, and ends up talking about the sword, which is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And as believers, you know, oh yeah, life's a battle and there's spiritual battles, and I got to wear the whole armor of God. And then it's as we look at this and think the chapter ends there, it tells us why we have this armor of God that we're supposed to wear and use, and how it protects us, and how it's, you know, we also have an offensive weapon in God's Word. And we kind of get wrapped up in that battle, but we think it ends there. But it's all of this together, and the chapter doesn't end. In fact, the sentence doesn't even end. It goes right into this, and I want you to listen to this after it tells us to wear the full armor of God. It says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer, with all supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication or praying for all the saints. Another translation puts it this way. Prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. It's not just about all the armor, all of that's important, but it's to remind us that it's supposed to move us in praying for one another. Listen, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray long and hard for your brothers and your sisters in Christ. Keep your eyes open at all times. Keep each other's spirit up, so that no one falls behind or drops out. You see, that's why we are supposed to bear one another's burdens and pray for one another. It's so that nobody gets left behind and nobody, you know, falls behind or gets dropped or they drop out. Listen, we all feel the temptation of that at times in our life. It's this is going on and that's going on, and we start to get concerned with all the cares of life, because some of them are very demanding, and we get tired and we get exhausted, and you know what? We just kind of drift a little bit. All this stuff takes our focus. And then we start to feed ourselves our own thoughts. We start to doubt if God cares. We start to doubt that He's real. We start to, and all of a sudden, these flesh thoughts, our thoughts come in. And the temptation is there to drop out or fall behind. Or we feed ourselves thoughts like, I'm going through this hard time and nobody called me, or nobody visited me, or nobody. And we start to think, you know, these Christians, they don't care. You know, we need to help other people love us. We need to let them love us. You know, that can sometimes be a hard thing. It's amazing, surely. Sometimes, you know, somebody goes through something and they're mad or whatever and disappointed at the church or me. The thing is this, I didn't even know they were going through it. So, if, you know, they didn't tell me, I don't know. And don't think just because you posted it on Facebook that I know. If you put it on Facebook, I promise you, I do not know. I'm not on Facebook. Yeah, but somebody else will know, and you just assume they're going to tell me or tell somebody else. You got to help others love you. Well, they should just know. Hey, listen, I could turn the table back to you and say, you know, I was sick and held up. You didn't visit me. But what a low level of argument that is. That's like, let's fight flesh with flesh. That's poor. We have a responsibility to take care of our own life and faith and do our part. But you know what? There's times where we all need help. And it's not like you got to wear everything out on your sleeve and tell everybody all your woes and every detail and poor me. No, no. But when we need help, we need encouragement, we need somebody praying for us, I want you to know we all need somebody praying for us. Here's the other part. We all need to be praying for somebody else. Seeking God's blessing for somebody else. I mean, there's things that we need to be concerned about in our life, but remember this. This is not about you. This is about loving God first and loving people like we want to be loved and like we want to be cared about. Don't be surprised when it seems like nobody cares when you haven't let anybody know. Listen. We're called to bear one another's burdens. This isn't about playing Christianity. This isn't about getting all arrogant about how we help somebody else and now we're so great. Now listen, this is about Christ caring for us and we in turn saying, I'm going to care for other people and it doesn't matter if anybody knows what I do for somebody else. This is about getting the job done and fulfilling the law of Christ. Loving people. People we know, people we don't, people who we think deserve it, people who don't. As Christians, we can get caught up in the spiritual battle, and I want to battle. This is all of that is so that we would pray for one another. We would lend a helping hand to somebody. We would spiritually, gently come and restore them when maybe they've been left behind or tempted to fall out of the scene. The law, love God, love people. It's not complex. It's simple. But here's the thing, it can't be just a philosophy or some moral code. It has to break through all of that to the point that it impacts and changes our life and who we're becoming and how we live. He showed such mercy on me. How can I not show mercy to somebody else? He came to rescue me. How can I not rescue somebody else? We're called to bear one another's burdens, to pray for one another long and hard. There are things in our own life that we sometimes lose sleep over, that we talk to God about. When's the last time we lost sleep on purpose to pray for somebody else who's going through something? When's the last time that we went without sleep or we raised our hands towards somebody's house and prayed that God would bring an answer for them and a help to them? When's the last time we stopped our project to go help somebody else do their project? When's the last time we've been inconvenienced and we were good with it because we got to fulfill the law of Christ and caring for somebody else like God has cared for me?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.